The world is full of modern technological conveniences, and everyone is expected to understand how to use them. Some people, however, are not so clever at dealing with them as they should be. I am one of these. Our television set has a remote control, and with it we can easily change channels or adjust the volume. This spares us the extra effort of walking across the room, which may be a great help if we have already walked a mile or so for exercise that day. But even a remote control can be a problem for people like me. One night, the face of the quiz show host suddenly looked unhealthily pale. My wife said, "It's the TV set. Why don't you fix it?" In response to my blank stare, she told me to open the little door on the remote control. Behind this were buttons for adjusting the colour, the contrast, and so on. I tried various adjustments and almost lost the picture entirely. Then my wife, merely by pressing the buttons a couple of times, brought back the host's health completely. It made me sick. I didn't even know the little door was there. When I first tried to use a cash machine in a bank, I had an unpleasant experience. I managed to position my card in the right place without too much trouble. Then I was instructed to punch in my secret number. I had chosen a number which was familiar to me so that I would always know what it was. Now, however, I couldn't remember it or where I could find it. I just had to try and produce the right number from memory. I knew my chances of success were no better than being appointed head of NASA, but I tried anyway. My first shot was 5352. The machine said I had made a mistake and I should try again. So I tried 3255. The machine wasn't any happier. And then I tried 2535. Still, the machine was not satisfied. So I reached in to take out my card. Before I was able to, a razor-sharp door suddenly dropped and nearly cut off the fingers of my right hand. On the display panel I read, "We'll contact you later." "You came close enough to contact me then," I replied, loud enough for the customers behind me to appreciate my humour. When I returned to the parking lot, I happened to notice that the license plate number on my car was 60A3552. So that was it. How forgetful of me, especially as I had been writing it down all the time while checking in at motels. Last July, I bought 2 smoke alarms. I put one of them in the kitchen, close to the oven, and the other in the bedroom. The one in the bedroom, after doing nothing for several months, became bored one night and began to make a high-pitched sound every minute or two. I've slept through many disturbances, but after a couple of hours of this awful beeping noise, I got up and cleverly, I thought, changed the noisy one for the quiet one in the kitchen. At exactly 3:10 a.m, this one too began to beep even louder, and I threw both of them outside with the trash. The next day, I bought 2 new ones. 2 days later, a friend of mine remarked casually that one of his smoke alarms had begun to beep to let him know that his battery was weak. Upon hearing this, I dashed home, but the trash had already been collected.